It is a Friday morning, which means it's time once again for StoryCorps. Across this country, people are interviewing family members for our project. One of them is Sharon DeLevy, who brought her mother Joan to a recording booth. And Joan talked about meeting Sharon's father. It was at a party in 1959 when a young man named Ari caught her eye.
I saw this guy with a head of black hair and white teeth and dark eyes. And honest to God, my heart started to, beat. We sort of caught each other's eye. And then he came over, and I said, "This be the guy." We started dating, and then we were engaged about a month later. And this is exactly how he proposed. "I've been thinking a lot about marriage." I said, "What? What did you say?" He says, "Oh, I've been thinking a lot about marriage." Then he said, "Do you want to get married?" I said, "Yes." Then it was problematic because his parents were against me and my parents were against him. He had a hole in his heart. My parents insisted that his parents send them the x-rays so they could bring the x-rays to their doctor to make sure that he wasn't going to die in about a minute.
How has your life been different than you imagined it?
My feeling was I would get married, have 2 to 3 children, and be bored. Whereas being married to Daddy has been a very exciting journey and way different than I thought it would be.
Tell me about Daddy.
Daddy has no hair anymore. His teeth are still white. And he personifies the word kind. I have lung cancer, stage 4. And he's been my caretaker for 1.5 years. And everything runs so smoothly because of him. I mean, if you know Ari, you would know that he is the one who you want to take care of you if you're sick like this. He was probably the luckiest thing that happened to me. And believe me, it's luck.
Joan DeLevy with her daughter Sharon at StoryCorps in New York. Their interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear Sharon's conversation with her father at npr.org.